Blog Talk Radio.
Come again, come again, come again, come again, come again, come again.
Who run this, Papa?
Runway. Diva. Runway. Diva. 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 Runway.
The right way. Charles. My name is on the list.
Miss Thing, there is no guest list tonight.
Legendary mother Ray Ray Mizrahi and legendary mother Kiana Ebony present the All-American Showdown, Saturday, July 2nd, Chicago, Illinois. Commentator for the evening, icon Jack Mizrahi. Categories include best dress, the showdown, female figure versus male, mini grand, $200 cash. Open door performance, the showdown, mini grand, $400 cash. Open to all runway, the showdown. Grand prize, $1,000. Female figure realist, the showdown. Grand prize, $1,000. Legendary mother Ray Ray Mizrahi and legendary mother Tiana Ebony present the All American Showdown, Saturday, July 2nd, Chicago, Illinois.
Put your hands together for the bass, the real,
to the real,
wait, wait, hold on, wait, the legendary,
the legendary, Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live. Back on the air for another installment of the show. How is everybody doing? I see we have a lot of people in the chat room. We have a lot of people on the phone lines tonight, and we are definitely here. And guess what, girls? I have a treat for you this week, honey. We're going to be on the air not just tonight on Monday. You know, it's the summer vacation, and we're only on the air on Mondays. But this week, we will definitely be on the air on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week. We have a full week of shows this week. Well, tonight, we're going to be doing the ballroom recap of the weekend and everything that happened this weekend in New York City and whatever other state that it was a function or anything that happened, any madness or any drama or anything that happened in any other state. We're definitely going to be recapping that this weekend. We're definitely going to be recapping that tonight. We're definitely going to be on tomorrow, and we're definitely going to have a tribute show tomorrow, and the tribute show is dedicated to the legendary Jennifer Evisu. It's definitely going to be tomorrow night. And then we'll be on the air on Monday night with the legendary mother Ray Ray Mizrahi and the legendary mother Tiana Ebony. It's definitely going to be on the airwaves, and they're going to be talking about their function this weekend in Chicago, Illinois. So if anybody has any questions or anything for them, they could definitely call on Wednesday and find out about the categories and all that madness and nonsense and everything going on, honey. It's definitely been a long weekend, honey. I want to welcome DJ Mike Q back to the chat room. I want to say hi to Athena, to Kurt, to Black, to Eyes, to Faces. Who else is in this chat room, honey? I would say hi to Susan. It was great seeing her this weekend, honey. And I want to say hi to all my guests that's in the chat room. All my guests that's in the chat room, go and make a screen name so I can see your name, so I can give y'all a big shout out too, that y'all on the show and y'all listening, honey. Just don't sit there and listen to the show. Communicate with the people in the chat room, honey. It's definitely been a great weekend, honey. And on Friday, well, let me see. We recap my week. Since we're recapping the week here now. On Tuesday, hey, baby, how you doing? I see you in the chat room. How are you doing? On Tuesdays, it was Vogue Tuesdays, and I want to give a big happy birthday shout-out to the legendary Luna Khan. It was his birthday on Tuesday, and I want to give another birthday shout-out. Hey, Justin, how you doing? I want to give another birthday shout-out to the legendary icon, Mother Teresa Mizrahi. It was definitely her birthday this weekend. She's definitely going to be having a birthday, another birthday blast tomorrow at the club in Jersey. And her special guest at her club tomorrow in Jersey is the legendary rapper Yo-Yo And Mother Teresa and Yo-Yo will be coming from Jersey to Vogue Tuesdays tomorrow. So, girls, definitely go out to Vogue Tuesdays tomorrow. It's definitely going to be cute. Mother will be in the building with Yo-Yo, so it's definitely going to be cute. Didn't do anything on Wednesday, just relaxed. Didn't do anything on Thursday, I just relaxed. Then on Friday, I went to the homegoing service for Jennifer. It was definitely a nice service, definitely for Jennifer on Friday. If, you know, Susan has made a slideshow of all the pictures that I took from the homegoing service. So the pictures is definitely up and they're out there, and the slideshow is really cute. The funeral was definitely, it was definitely great. And, you know, and that was about it for Friday, and then I just relaxed and went out to BBQs, you know, with my cousin and my sister and my husband and my son and things and everything. And we got up on Saturday, and I don't know, what did I do? Oh, I went to the lesbian ball on Saturday, honey. It's no reason, you know, it's no reason to recap the lesbian ball. It was whatever. It was not that. It was not cute at all. It was all right. And then I went out to the village on Saturday night. I had a cute time in the village on Saturday night. It was definitely cute in the village on Saturday night. Almost got ran over and trampled by a horse because the lesbians want to be fighting. And then the cops want to come run up on the sidewalk with their horses and almost trampled over the girls, honey. And it was just a mess. And so, and that was about it. And then got up on Sunday, and I went to the parade on Sunday. Faces had a float and went down Fifth Avenue on the float. And it was definitely cute on the float. And then I got off the float after the float was over in the Ville and walked down to the pier, and it was horrible. Oh, my God, when I tell you the lesbians have took over gay pride, and it's like lesbian pride, it was just a mess. It was horrible. Lesbians with their tits out and their stomach out just looking a hot motherfucking mess. Butch queens walking around with thongs on, ass all out, looking nasty and disgusting. It was just a fucking mess, honey. I was just fucking gagging at all the shit that was going on in the fucking village. I was asking the cops, can't you arrest these motherfuckers? Because it was horrible. It was nasty. Oh, I was just gagging. I was just in utter disbelief at everything that was happening. Yes, I still say the bitches are a non-motherfucking factor in my motherfucking life. They are definitely non-motherfucking factors. I had a cooler, but I don't know what happened to the cooler. The cooler gone, honey. But yes, they were definitely non-motherfucking factors. But yes, the lesbians definitely, yes, the lesbians definitely do run the world. It was a fucking hot fucking mess out there in the village. I was fucking gagging. It was just too much for me to just deal with all those lesbians just out there looking the way they was looking. And then the nasty, tacky, dirty butch queens that was out there with these thongs on and ass and shit all out. It was just, oh my God. It was a lot. Yes, Lil' Kim was on a float like three or four floats behind us. I don't know what float she was actually on, but she was on the same block on 37th Street with us when we was waiting to pull out. She was definitely on a float, like three floats behind us. Yeah, she was. Kim was in the building. She was definitely in the building. So if anybody out there, you know, if y'all had any madness or anything that happened this weekend, and y'all definitely do want to talk about it, feel free to definitely press 1, and we can definitely get the madness on. If it was a ball or something in your state, press 1. We're here. Honey, girls, you know, if I sit here and talk by myself, you know, honey, what I tell you, honey. If I sit here and I can talk by myself, I can be in the bed with my husband and wait till tomorrow and do the tribute shows to Jennifer. I don't have to sit here and talk all by myself. Hold on, I have a caller. Hey, Kurt, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
What's going on? Was you out in all that madness yesterday?
Yes, I was, and I have to vent about that.
Oh, my God. God, did you see those butch queens running around with thongs on and the lesbian with their tits and shit out?
Yes, let's get to these drags and these femme queens. One, I'm not no piece of trade. No, you cannot fuck me with 11 inches, 10 inches, 15 inches. I want no parts of none of that shit. please keep your hands off touching my ass. All right. One thing I want to vent about. Two, if you're a bottom, being a bottom is not about how fat your ass is or if you could take dick. Clean yourself. You don't have your ass out. Make sure you near and, you know, shave and you have on a nice pair of underwear. You should have 100 pair of underwear, over 100 pair of underwear anyway. Your feet is on point. You just, everything from you should be on point from head to toe. I think that shit is nasty. They had on fucking, did you see the booty shorts and the ass out and it was hairy and just the bumps?
I see some child with this black, dirty ass with these ran down uptown sneakers on, bitch, with a jock strap on. Did you see him?
I seen all of them. Did they had on panties and thongs and, ugh.
It was just a mess, honey. I think the children got out of control this year, honey, because gay marriage got passed on Friday, honey.
But that shit is disgusting.
It was horrible. I was gagging. I was really gagging at all of those children that was out there doing the things that they was doing.
And another thing, I've been out since I was 16. The girls paid me no mind from the time I was 16 up to now. Don't claim me as your child, your sister, any of that shit. Y'all can't claim me because of simple fact, y'all can't handle me. I'm a strong individual physically and mentally. Yeah, I'm not your sister. I'm not your brother. I'm not your uncle. None of that stuff. Stay away from me like y'all been doing and don't talk to me. If I don't talk to you, stay away from me.
Yes, I know that's right. I want to congratulate my son, Jordan Mizrahi, for definitely graduating from high school today. I was definitely at his graduation. It was definitely a great graduation. And, you know, I love him, and he graduated, and he's about to move on to bigger and better things. Congratulations, Jordan. Okay. Chill. Curtis, stay right there with me. Hold on. Let's see who this is. I got another caller. 804-742. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, baby. What's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm blessed. I just wanted to call in and say that I think you're really great, and I'm really inspired by you because you seem very strong, and you have a great personality, and I haven't met you in person yet. But I really do look forward to doing so because you're a really nice person. And I think you get a lot of shit for no reason, but, you know, girls will be girls. But the point is I like you and I think you're really great and I can't wait to meet you one day.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Oh, and also, real quick before I go, you still say the whole, like, you're a non-motherfucking factor thing?
Yes, the girls are still a non-motherfucking factor.
I was told by one of my Q's people from the Queen Bee thing, it's a 1, 2, 3, he makes like the little tribute videos and stuff, and he told me to make a video or make a remix to that, and so I posted it on your Facebook page, but I doubt if you got it because your Facebook page is like always busy.
Oh, when did you post it? Because I just got on Facebook. Today was the first day I got on Facebook since Thursday or Friday. So I don't know when you posted. I got so much stuff on my page. You have to post it again. Post it now so I can get it now while I'm sitting here online.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you,
Thank
A.
you.
Okay, hold on. We have another caller. The next caller I have is private caller. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Why wouldn't you recap the lesbian ball? I wanted to hear about it.
The lesbian ball was nothing to recap.
But the venue was nice, right?
The venue was fab. The venue was fab.
But you didn't like the ball?
The venue was the best thing about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess there's nothing to recap. I can go to bed. Well, nice talking to you.
All Yes, the venue was definitely fab. You had these butch queens that came over from the ballroom scene over to the lesbian ball and thought that they was going to sugarcoat things with the lesbians, honey. And they know the category called for futuristic, Miss Thing, and these queens came out there looking half-assed, and they said, okay, because it's a lesbian ball, we're going to get through, not knowing that the legendary mother was going to be on the panel.
Yeah, because you chopped everybody.
I sure did. Miss Thing wasn't futuristic. Say, you know you come from the main scene to the lesbian scene, Miss Thing. Don't try it because you're coming over to the lesbian scene and think that you're going to get through because you come over here. No, 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 no. It don't work that way.
Every time somebody came out, they was just like, it's over. That was it. I mean, it was just...
Baby, it was a mess. It wasn't futuristic. These girls know exactly what futuristic is, Miss Thing. Think about something in the future, way out of this world that nobody would never even think about. These girls was coming out there with body paint on. That ain't futuristic, bitch.
But I guess they were surprised to see you sitting there.
They was. But they wasn't surprised when they got jobs.
Well, have a good night. Enjoy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Kelly,
okay. I don't know where Nicole is. She said she was coming up, but I don't know where she at.
Okay,
hold on, I got another call. 347-790. You're live on the air.
Yes, Kelly.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I am a Mezza myself from Atlanta, and I came here during y'all Pride and doing y'all other events that y'all have here in New York, and it's a certain situation that I wanted to address to speak with you, but I can't get in contact with you personally, but it wasn't a bigger deal, but I wanted to speak with you about.
Okay.
Okay, and the certain situation is, okay, as I know you as being, you know, our mother, you over us, and, you know, you're Mizrahi, I have some others that feel that when they come to visit, they're not as feeling welcome.
Well, and why do they feel that way?
Because, and I'm going to say like this, okay, as a family, you know, we are a strong family, and people feel that, you know.
Okay, first of all, who am I talking to, first of all?
This is Unique.
Okay. Go ahead, Unique.
Okay, and a certain situation came up where I was like, one of another members was coming to visit, and they felt like they wasn't, I guess, loved or welcome as hard as they would say y'all girlfriends would be if they come from out of town.
And why do they say that way? When did they come? When was did they come? Last weekend?
Oh, well, personally, I can say myself, I came from Atlanta. Mind you, didn't come with the family or nothing. I pumped on my own. And I felt like when I seen you that night at the club, baby, I said, hey, Kelly, you know, you said hey or whatever. But I just felt like I wanted to feel welcome, too, with my homegirl who was also a Mizza, but it wasn't nothing there. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, when did you see me at the club? You see me at the club on Friday night?
Yeah, I seen you at Escalitas when I walked in. And you were
you seen me at Escalitas on Sunday night?
Yeah, that was Sunday.
At Jazz Ball.
No, that was Vogue Night Tuesday.
On Vogue Night Tuesday?
Vogue Night Tuesday. You remember because I went three rounds. I was a Vogue Man.
Vogue Night Tuesday that just passed this last Tuesday?
Yes, baby.
The last Tuesday that just passed at Vogue Night Tuesday, I was up since 6 o'clock in the morning. I only came out to the club because Mother Naomi wanted to come out to the club. I wasn't even in the club. When I come out to the club, I'm not Mother Kelly Mizrahi. I'm Kelly Knight. I come out to the club to have a good time. And if anybody feels some type of way about how I addressed them or anything, they should have called Andre and they should have got my phone number and they should have called me and they should have not publicly called into the radio show and addressed and asked me any type of question. They could have called me on my personal line.
That's what I was intending because that's what I was saying. I feel like, you know, she was going to call and make a big suggestion and I would get to, you know, I was talking to Andre myself, but I was saying as a house, we were too strong for that, and I felt like, you know, if it was anything that I had to say or you felt some type of way or anything, you know, as a house, we should talk together, but it wasn't no shade or nothing. I seen that you did, you know, saying you wasn't enjoying yourself and having a good time with Lele, so it wasn't there. I was just speaking on another behalf. You feel what I'm saying? Because I never called into your show before. So.
Okay, well, tell that other person on the other behalf, if they feel some type of way, they can call Andre and they can get my number and they can call me. And if I don't personally know them and they didn't come and introduce themselves to me and let me know, oh, I'm such and such from a such and such state, I probably didn't even know who they were. And I thought they were just any other fag, and so that's what I gave any other fag.
Yes, I know that's right. Okay. Well, yes, mother,
okay.
You said what you had to say. You said what you said.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, boo-boo.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Yes, so we're back. Honey, oh my God, I had some other color. You still here with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh God. You're live on the air.
Girl, you know I hit one. I wanted you to bring me on. My next
I already knew he was coming. I knew he was coming.
Oh my God. Oh
hey,
my God.
I knew he was coming. I knew he was coming.
Mind
you, I got the kids is back here and they is calculating about the call.
Oh my God! Because see, this is oh my God! I you know, it was a blessing that he got off the phone before. Because I mean, first of all, whoever you are, don't be referring to her on this line as no boo boo. First of all, if you had any respect, that's why nobody spoke to you. In this house, you have to make yourself known. In any ballroom house, I mean, Kelly. Girl, he just played himself coming on his radio show, but you saved him from shit like
girl,
this.
When I was at Vogue Nights last Tuesday, I wasn't even really there at Vogue Nights. I left and went outside like after a half an hour. Mind you, me and Jack just had this conversation just about 2 hours ago. He was like, I turned around and you was gone. I left out of Vogue Night and went upstairs and sat outside on Paris motorcycle for like an hour and a half, and then went downstairs and got laid on me and was like, you know what, I'm ready to go. I was so drained and so tired from working all day and running around and doing this and doing that. I wasn't into anybody that was there.
But, I mean,
and then I gagged and called it to the radio show and asked me that instead of just calling somebody and getting my number.
But for future reference, anybody... In any house, if you come and you see your leaders in any situation, just, I mean, like you would do anybody else, introduce yourself. We don't know everybody that's in the house of Mizrahi. I was in New York, of course, for Jennifer service, and I had a great time. I had the hospitality of, well, I won't say I had a great time, because I'm Mizrahi kids off fizz, honey. Kelly, did you see the video that Donald took of me?
Oh, no!
Miss Singh, I walked up them 5 flights of steps and almost died.
Baby, well, Susan, when I tell you, I don't go up the steps, honey. I call them and tell them I'm on my way, meet me downstairs, honey. I don't go up the steps if I have to.
Oh, my. Well, I was spending the night, so I had to. But, oh, Donald's fierce ass took a video of me, and Chief, she was sitting there, Kiki, and Miss Trace. Oh, my beautiful Trace just betrayed me. He was sitting up there about to pass out laughing at me.
Girl, those steps are a killer, honey. Baby, when I tell you, baby, girl, if you walk up those steps, baby, trust me, honey, you got bound to lose some weight walking up those motherfucking steps, honey.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, hope it, Unique, you can call back in. I didn't even know he was still a miser, really, but anyway.
Oh
shit, I'm going to fuck you up.
Hmm.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
I'll be in the chat room if he comes back. Please bring me on.
Okay. Yes, honey. So we're back. And so I was just gagging everything that happened in the village, you know. I love my sister Nicole, honey. That's my sister. She's a ride or die. She was at she was at Jennifer's home going service and. We were taking pictures, and the pictures was just every place. And she's definitely going to be up here tomorrow for our tribute show to Jennifer. And it's going to be all about Jennifer. So I hope everybody calls in and gives their memories about Jennifer and all types of things. Susan has the slideshow going on my page with the pictures and everything. It's just, you know, it's just going to be that night tomorrow night. It's going to be all about J-Lo tomorrow night.
on the show. I mean, we're just going to be in the building. I don't know when she became. Maybe Tayana can call here and y'all can ask her those questions. Tayana be on Wednesday, so y'all can ask her all those questions and everything when she comes on Wednesday, you know. When did she leave the House of Milan and all of these things and everything? The slideshow, Susan, just definitely put the slideshow in our chat room. So y'all can definitely check out the slideshow with all the pictures and everything from Jennifer's funeral and everything. I only gave a piece. I didn't know how people will react, you know, to seeing Jennifer, you know, in her home's going home state. So, you know, I didn't put those pictures up on Facebook because I didn't know how anybody would feel about that. I only gave y'all a piece of the coffin, you know, with her diamond cufflin that she had on. That's it. I didn't put the actual whole picture up there in the slideshow because I didn't know how comfortable people would be with, you know, seeing a dead body, you know, and, you know, so... But yeah, we are here. Hopefully Nicole will call in, honey, and, you know, and talk, honey.
Yeah, because she was out on Sunday.
She was out. I know. I gagged, honey. They told me she wants the other pictures. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, she was out on Sunday. Hold on. Here she go.
And you got to truly understand us, all I was out. They didn't want me there. They didn't want none of us there. They blocked off the streets. They moved us. They called us faggots. They made us walk around the block. Bulldagger. It's over.
Who called you fags?
It's over. It's just okay. It's all right. You know, it's over. Not a living thing. You will be able to see a girl from 15 years on Gay Pride Day. If you didn't see a girl, if you ain't seen them in 20, you would see them on Gay Pride Day. Mm-mm. The scene has died and so has the village. And that's that. There's no people. And your sex things, the butts and the cocks, that's the way they sell it. They told me that you got to put it below your butt. And then the people look. And then, you know, they look around and see your print. You know, so that's the new thing now. So they just put it below the waistline, the pelvic area, so that you can see the dick print and the butt print. Because they got to sell it.
Oh, no.
So that's what happens. There's lots of butts and dick prints and, you know, hair and all sorts of madness and stuff like that.
Have you seen all those children running around there naked out there?
No, by the time I got down there, of course, I didn't get downtown until 1 o'clock in the morning because I figured that that was always the protocol. But 1 o'clock, the village was empty.
Oh, I could have told you that, sister. They clear the street. That last motherfucking float comes through Christopher Street and makes that motherfucking left turn, bitch. They clears that motherfucker up, honey, and gets
clear
those
the street is an understatement, bitch. They treat them bitches down there so horrible now, I'm going to say. It's like if they see that you congregating and chilling somewhere, they're going to come and move you. You cannot even walk back down. You have to walk around the blocks at 2:30 in the morning. No, not 2:30 in the morning. You're still walking. They still are barricading the streets from us to walk down at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, they don't want nobody out there on the street.
They don't like it. No faggot. Is there no faggot in my country?
Of course, too.
There's no faggot in my country. I hope tomorrow everybody will be here for Jennifer's tribute night. I enjoyed her funeral. I enjoyed everybody. Once again, Miss Kelly, I'm so, so proud of you, girl. And you ate that pulpin up like that. And it was just so well spoken and everything. I'm so proud of you, all of y'all. I know. Excuse her. She's going through things, and I love my sister. You know, that's where I'm going to leave that with for y'all who know what I'm talking about. But I apologize for her. But other than that, the funeral, I think, was completely, completely amazing. And
what? You know what? The funeral was amazing. But, you know, on another note, bitch, I just realized, bitch, that I had some motherfucking fucking tea, bitch, and I had it for ever since, like, last week I was supposed to say it, bitch, but I forgot all about it, bitch, and, you know, I don't know how the girl's going to feel, but, you know,
it's tea,
somebody sent it to me, and I'm just going through my emails now, and I'm seeing it again, but they tell me that Keisha Revlon is on the run. They're looking for her for a car and for her unpaid rent, and she's on the run. And somebody just hit me up and said that Tony and Econ Ball was a flop. There was only 30 girls. The coins was not given out, and they had four categories for $50 each, and the coins wasn't given out.
Who ball?
Tony and Econ.
Tony and Econ had a ball?
That's what somebody just hit me up and said on Yahoo.
Interesting. I don't know. I don't. Hi, Kurt. It was good seeing you last night, pumping up and down.
It was good seeing you.
Then I went to the club, Kelly, where they had the old Sound Factory bar. And would you believe, because it was free, they wasn't letting nobody in at 3 o'clock. That was that.
Oh.
Yes, bitch. So you rather just went to the club and sat out there than sat in the village and sat out there, because they was going to whoop your ass if you sat out there by that village.
Baby, when I tell you, the cops was just Saturday night when I went out with my cousin and my husband and my son. The cops was just ridiculous, bitch. Mm. They had the streets barricaded up already on Saturday. And so they had a little spot, like, where the cops could come through. This motherfucking cop came up on that curb because it was, like, three lesbian fights. And they came up on the curb with those motherfucking horses, and they had the lesbians was on the floor tussling and everything. The horse jumped up in the air, bitch. I knocked the whole motherfucking barricade over, bitch, because I thought the horse was about to trample me, bitch. I was standing there and rolled up on that street in that crowd with those motherfucking horses.
They don't care. But, I mean, what can you expect? Look what the girls did to Dunkin' Donuts, and look what the girls do, period. So, I mean, you really can't different. Hello?
It was just ridiculous that they had to go through all of that.
You can't expect anything different, but it was horrible. But the club, me and my sister Janelle, we went, and we ended up working it at 3:40. After sitting there like, you got to let me downstairs, and then they let us downstairs, and the girls was down there, but they wasn't letting nobody in the club. That was it.
Mess. Hold on, y'all. Give me one minute. We got to play Ray Ray's commercial. Ray Ray and Tanya's commercial. Give me 1 minute.
Oh, they paid? Okay.
Charles?
Oh, shit.
My name is on the list.
Miss what Thing? List? There is no
guest list
tonight.
Legendary mother Ray Ray Mizrahi and legendary mother Tiana Ebony present the All-American Showdown, Saturday, July 2nd, Chicago, Illinois. Commentator for the evening, icon Jack Mizrahi. Categories include Best Dress, The Showdown, Female Figure versus Male, Mini Grand, $200 cash. Open to all performance, The Showdown, Mini Grand, $400 cash. Open to all runway, The Showdown. Grand prize, $1,000. Female figure realness, The Showdown. Grand prize, $1,000. Legendary mother Ray Ray Mizrahi and legendary mother Tiana Ebony present The All-American Showdown, Saturday, July 2nd, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, honey, that's the legendary mother.
Her female figure
right?
Categories.
Mm-hmm. Honey, it's guards out of Chicago, Illinois this weekend. Hold on, we have a caller. 704-241, you're live on the air.
No, somewhere.
when you come visit, they give you some respect.
Part two.
Even though the cop over there.
You're live on the air.
Susan, could you please send me? Oh, I'm sorry, it's there. I'm sorry.
Tell you why.
No, it's there. I sent it. You know, I haven't been on Facebook just as long as you haven't.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Did you see the recap show they did for last week? Vicky Gotti and her sidekick.
Oh yeah, I've seen that, honey. And you know what? Another thing that I have to tell the girls. To you girls out there, Miss Thang girl, that's not my girlfriend, not my Judy, not my Ace Coon Boom.
No,
not
tell that
child
before you tell somebody else that she out the house. That the person, that Miss whatever, they just came on the phone. Did you put out?
I'm not worried about that. But I want to tell you girls, stop promoting your motherfucking shit on my motherfucking page, Miss Thang. It's my Facebook. My book. Do not promote your shit. If you're not my girlfriend, Miss Thang, and I don't know you, Miss Thang, and I'm not attending your shit, Miss Thang, don't promote your shit on my motherfucking page, Miss Thang, because you know all the girls be on my motherfucking wall and shit. Don't promote your shit on my shit, bitch, because I will motherfucking block you, bitch. Do not put your shit on my motherfucking wall, bitch. It's disrespectful, bitch. Stop inboxing me all these motherfucking shits and all this shit and post this shit on my fucking wall. It's becoming...
Oh, my God. Did you see these pictures from Luna? Oh, wow. Little James, Shashay, they look so fat. Did you see these pictures from Luna's birthday party?
Yes. Oh, my God. Hey, Lisa.
Them.
Lisa, chat room. How you doing, Lisa? I haven't seen Lisa in a minute.
Lisa,
Albert. Yes, Lisa's up in the building, honey. Don't forget, starting in September, Wednesday night, Nicole and Lisa will be live on the air doing their positive thing on Wednesday night. Nicole and Lisa will be live on the air starting in September, honey. It's definitely going to be a fabulous show, honey. I know Nicole and Lisa together is definitely going to bring the noise, so don't forget that. September 7th, it's Nicole and Lisa's first night, honey, and they're definitely going to be bringing the noise, honey, and be bringing the drama and give you all that positive energy and things of that nature that they can do together.
That nature.
Yes, because I know Nicole and Lisa together definitely bring you something really, really nice. Although we have a caller. 617-708, you're live on the air. 617-08, you're live on the air. Okay, they're gone, honey. Y'all girls keep pressing one and then dropping y'all calls. Like, what the fuck?
They're getting nervous.
On the call.
I don't know why they get nervous. I mean, we here.
Yes, sir.
You know they have a Fem Queen performance on Tuesday night, right?
Fem Queen performance?
Yes, Fem Queen performance.
Oh, really? I just heard Ray Ray has Fem Queen performance categories. Female finger categories.
Have a Fem Queen performance, honey?
On Tuesday at Vogue Night tomorrow.
Oh. I guess Nicole will definitely be in the building for that.
These are some nice pictures from the party.
Right. Nicole and Kurt have their T-shirts.
Yes, I know that everybody was supposed, whoever wants to be getting a T-shirt, I'm figuring out a way to do a wholesale situation so that whoever wants to support the campaign about no more female figures, and let me clarify something, not no more female figures. I don't want anybody to think that I think of female figures, so I want it separated. I want it to be its own individual category. I want it to be its own individual thing. I am not, and I'm going to say it again, not reading or going off at no female figure. The only one that is a female figure to me is Malaysia. That's one bitch that can get in drags, Kelly, and get out of drags and look just like, and get back in drags and look like Cart, that's over. It's not like that no more. So I'm not reading any of the female figures. You are what you are. I am what I am. I just think that they should separate it. I want to clarify that because it's not shade. It's just any separation.
Yeah, because they have an uproar. They was upset. They not speaking to me or nothing.
Oh, well, you know, nobody been up all that shit not speaking to me. Who gives a fuck?
Yes. To all you girls out there that's having upcoming functions, honey, and you definitely want to promote your function, this is definitely the place to do it at, honey. This
as long as you pay your coins.
As long as you pay your $100 promotion, come up here and you can definitely, we can definitely have a commercial for you by the legendary DJ Von Law, can definitely make you commercial. The Wednesday before your ball, you can come up here and have that whole 2 hours to talk all about your function. It's going to be all about you, honey. All about you, honey. Now, there's no summer discounts. There's no summer discounts for the commercials, because if people have commercials, and they have commercials made, then I will have no other choice but to do the show on the Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday, and I will promote their commercials. But since I have no commercials that's being purchased, I'm not going to be doing the show. But if I have commercials made and girls want commercials, okay, I'll be up here and I'll do the show and I'll promote their commercials, because the commercials pays for this show. This show is not free. This show is $398 for the whole year. It is not free. So, girls, please don't ever think that it's free for us to take and do this show. It's not. Only sound effects and me calling people and doing all the things that I have to do, you have to pay for all of this. When you get a regular show, you get 3 songs that you can put up, an intro, 2 songs, and you get 5 callers that can call into your show, and you can take and bring 5 people on the line, honey, and only 25 people can call in and listen to the show, and that's when you get the show is full, honey, when you don't have a paid show. When you have a paid show, after a certain amount of callers, then you get that message, and I think it's about 125, 150 people, you get that message that the show is full. So, honey, Jasmine is home, and she's relaxing, doing her business, doing the things that she do on poolside, you know, doing her, honey, yes. But I would definitely try to get her up here so you can hear her voice just in Wednesday, but just not today.
What's going on this weekend?
This weekend is the legendary Mother Ray Ray, Ms. Ryan, Mother Tiana Ebony's ball. It's in Chicago this weekend. That's what's going on this weekend in Chicago. It's their function in Chicago. And on...
I can't take the Mother Ray.
At Mother Ray Ray Ms. Ryan.
Well, is this you fierce? It's the way you say the legendary Mother Ray.
I don't know nothing to my IMA that's hitting me up. I don't know nothing about none of those. I know about them, but I don't know about them on air. How you doing, honey?
Are you doing my GoDaddy's?
No, the other functions that's going on this weekend. I know about them, but I don't know about them on air. Only boy I know about on air is the legendary Mother Ray Ray Ms. Ryan,
right,
and the legendary mother.
Saying it like that.
All those other balls to me, and it's no shade to anybody. I love everybody, but business is business and pleasure is pleasure. But baby, all those other balls are non motherfucking factors from 11 to motherfucking 1. And it's no shade. Business is business. How you doing? Yeah, it's funny. But
maybe
I'm not going to nobody function this weekend. Tickets are too motherfucking high, honey. I wanted to go, you know, and see my son on the West Coast, but the tickets are expensive as hell, honey. The tickets is like $500 round trip, and I just can't afford it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my little bit of change that I get, and I'm going to go down the block to the hot dog place down the block and get me a little hamburger, sausage, fish kebab, and sauerkraut and coleslaw and everything for $89. And I'm going to bring my 2 tables out and my chairs and go across the street on the 4th, and I'm going to have me a nice little small intimate cookout across the street from my house. That's what I'm doing for the 4th. And if my son makes it in town, pistols! Oh!
Where's those what?
I'm so scrub. Honey, if my son makes it in town, honey, it's going to be a party, honey. Bitch, it's going to be Allegria all over again.
Allegria, they said, was open yesterday, I heard.
Yeah, Allegria was definitely open yesterday. It was like $100 a ticket. And the girls wasn't really, they said the girls was in there, but the girls wasn't really in there.
No, girls wasn't nowhere. They was at that club. And then after the club, they came out drained. Ain't nobody
the
really
girls that
to
was
go.
In Allegria was girls that you don't normally see in Allegria, so it wouldn't have been fun. It was just girls that was feeling fab, and they was up in Allegria, Miss Thing. I'm not going to mention nobody names, Miss Thing, but, you know, it was girls that was up in there, Miss Thing, that's normally not up in there, Miss Thing. So it really wasn't cheap, Miss Thing. They were just feeling it, Miss Thing, because they turned a couple of dates this weekend, Miss Thing, and they had a little bit of extra change, so they wanted the feeling to go to Allegria, but they normally not there, honey. Mm. I don't feel any type of way about Miss Kool-Aid being an Ebony to Justin. I don't think anything. I don't feel anything. I don't know anything. What she does is what she does. How do you feel about it? What do you think about it, Justin? Honey, I want to know what you think about it.
Well, everybody ain't going to say it. I just feel she should be back in the middle of Rahi.
What you got?
Say it.
Oh, sorry, they told you.
What did you say, Kyle?
You should be back with the Mrs.
Oh. Could you pass me two those juices at the bottom of that refrigerator, those squeezing juices, thanks.
See, because the girls sit here and they want to say what they want to say, but when you ask them about it, they get quiet. She never left.
You think she should have never left?
Nope.
Maybe we can get me to call in. Hold on. We got another caller. Hold on. The next caller we have is 202-4-3. You're live on the air.
I'm sitting in my office. I don't know how y'all got me up on this radio, but I'm in my office, minding my business.
Oh, shit! Shit, honey! It's the man of the motherfucking hour, honey. Yes!
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Come on. Hold on one second. He just needed a clearance. He just put out a clearance. He got a... He don't know if it was Mason sprayed on him or not. Just give him one of my current scrapers. I already took pictures of him and everything. He's not sure what happened. He just know the juveniles. I don't know if they were attempting to rob him or not, but they sprayed something on him. They just never put that out. What's up,
baby? Nothing much. Just sitting up here chilling. The girls in the chat room asking questions. So now I'm going to switch. You called into the line, direct the question to you. How do you feel about Selvin being an Ebony?
I mean, Selvin got to do what he got to do with whatever's best for him. That's my daughter. I still love her. She had to do what she had to do best. I mean, that's what she chose, you know. That's it is what it is. I don't have no comment.
I know that's right. Nobody has any comments, honey. Nobody has any comments. Baby, I don't know what to say. That's my sister, and I love her down. Kurt says she thinks that she should have stayed in Mizrahi. Some people hit me up, and they said, you know, let her be where she's at, so. Some people hit me up and said, you know, it's good she's an Ebony, she can clean the house up. Some people said that she should go back, she should have never left Mizrahi. It's just a whole bunch of stuff going on, honey. Baby. Now.
No, how much?
Justin, why do you want to know when I'm going to play the moment of truth? Are you going to call in here if I play the moment of truth? That's what you want to know? You want to hear my truth?
You know what confused me the most is that when people make these negative comments about cleaning something up, And see, they knew the history. Ebony Khan and a few other houses, the only houses, been out here 20-something-odd years. So what does it mean cleaning something up? These are for the punks to act like they give them a check or some type of, you know, some type of conversation a month for being in a house that's supposed to be fast. But when they come out of the motherfucker house that's supposed to be fast, getting their ass whooped, then who they going to run to then? So they can consider Ebony Khan, Revlon, whoever has a not house, but Ebony Khan and Revlon is the ones that ain't going to take no trash off of you. So they need to be specific and be careful when they say cleaning up something. Because how you going to clean up something that's being here before the individual that's stating that something to be cleaned up has? So that's kind of confusing to me what it means by cleaning up. I mean, I don't understand that. I don't think Ebony needs no cleaning, nor do Khan or Revlon or Ms. Raheem. So where are they getting it from?
Just when you have access to girls, it's just talking.
But they're going to continue on being anonymous. They ain't going to never come out and say, what, you know, who they are, what they got to say. But that's the best thing for them to do is remain anonymous. You know, because anonymous ones are the scared ones. You know how it is, Kelly.
Yes, I do. Well, you know, Justin, since you wanna play the moment of truth, Justin, I'll give you the moment of truth right now, Justin. Call in and ask what you want to ask. Call in. Don't call in private. Don't get one of your girlfriends to call in. You call in yourself, and we'll play the moment. We're going to play the moment of truth for the next 10 minutes. I'll give y'all the moment of truth for the next 10 minutes. Whatever y'all want to ask me, call in here, and I'm going to answer it truthfully. Let's go. Game's on, honey. Let's play. Y'all got 10 minutes. It's 12:20. At 12:30, it's over. I'm going to give y'all 10 minutes of it, honey.
Ask me whatever, and I answer it.
Baby, you want to ask me whatever? You want to ask Kurt whatever? You want to ask Nicole whatever? Cool it. We're going to answer the question, and we're going to answer it truthfully, honey.
I like how you just add me and then told me I was answering it. Red light.
Hold on, we got some callers, honey. The girls are calling in, honey. Hold on, we got some callers, honey. 2-2-4-7-6-6 on the air.
Hi, sir.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
I'm all right.
I was listening.
Are you just listening? Just listening. Are you ready? Are you ready for Saturday?
Yes, I am. I hope everyone come out.
Yes, honey. Yes, honey. Yes, honey. Did you
James,
hear about
commercial? I hope to see you down on Saturday.
What'd you say?
I said I hope to see you out on Saturday.
Baby, those tickets is $300 one way.
James is driving.
What'd you say?
James driving.
James lives in D.C. I live in New York. Honey, baby. God, if y'all giving me red carpet treatment, Miss Thing, like Devon and the LaCroix did, Miss Thing, you know I'm more than, in the building.
Oh, wow. I can't afford that red carpet. This trip to the next time, okay?
Hold on. Stay right there with us. Got another caller. Hold on. Next call I have is 267-815. You're live on the air.
Yeah, Kelly.
Yes.
What's up? Philly Rogers.
What's going on?
My question is to Nicole.
Go ahead, ask her. She's right there.
Nicole, I want to know the real reason why Stubborn is not a con no more.
I'm not looking to discuss in these questions my personal house business. But it being that you asked that question, they said, and I'm going to answer this question, I don't even know. I really have to be honest.
Well,
I think
James is on the phone. Ask James.
Oh, Tayana. You're there.
James is on the phone. Hey.
All right, so that's the answer to your question. I really sincerely.
Who wanted to know?
They just asked. They wanted to know why Selvin wasn't getting a car.
Who wanted to know?
Philadelphia, are you there? I guess not. Right, they said James on the phone. Okay, moving to the next caller. I don't know, though.
Okay, well, If y'all want to ask a question, see, y'all got to say your name, honey. Record, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
No question.
Your question is what? Carla, what you say?
Vicky Gotti.
Oh, hold on. Next caller is a private caller. You're live on the air.
Hi, Auntie Kelly.
Hi, what's going on?
So, Kelly, what do you think about Kool-Aid leaving Ebony, and why don't you want him to come back to MZA?
Well, who am I speaking with first?
Private caller.
Oh, no. Y'all know how we play the moment of truth. Moment of truth doesn't go that way. I'm being truthful, so you're going to tell me who you are, and I'll answer your question.
My name is Guest 33874.
Yes, 334874. Now, what was your question again, Guest?
What do you think of Kool-Aid as an Ebony, and why won't you have him back to MZA?
I don't know what to think.
Wait, I want to ask the question for the moment of truth to everybody that's on the phone. Don't come up here asking us what we think, because you want to say, why don't y'all tell us what y'all think about her being an Ebony? How about that? Tell us, call in and say, tell us how do you feel about Selvin being an Ebony, because quite obvious the public is feeling something. So let's hear what y'all have to say, because you ain't getting nothing over here.
Okay, that's why I was asking Kelly. I didn't ask you, but Kelly, go ahead. Hold on. I don't think anything of
Kool-Aid being Ebony. That's my sister, and I love her down. And as far as Kool-Aid coming back here, it's no room for Kool-Aid here.
It's 15 in jail still.
Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, anybody else? We got 5 minutes left.
Is Miss 15 still in jail?
15 was on the radio last week. Why would she be in jail?
My left.
LSU, you got some tea for us, Toyota?
I just got that message that 15 was in jail. From that couple of weeks that she was off the air, she was in jail.
Why?
I don't know.
Why was she in jail?
Tyana. I don't know.
Tyana, that's you now, Tyana. Can you please ask Tyana why she left the House of Milan to become Ebony?
I got a promotion.
Oh. She on her way. Yes, honey. Well, Tyana said she left because she got a promotion. That's why she left. Oh. Whoa, she not. I'm not telling her to take her back downtown? Chill, honey. And Tyana, the next question came through. They want to know, what do you think about Kool-Aid being Ebony now that you're mother Ebony?
What's up?
My daughter's good. She's good.
Okay. Do anybody else got any more questions, honey? Feel free to press one. Hold on. We got another caller. Private caller, you're live. Wait, hold on.
Hi, this is Guest 32491, and yes. I was wondering, do you think of Johnny's as a non-factor?
Yes. How would she be a factor?
They is not playing tonight, Kelly.
Baby, you know what? I got a half an hour left. And I want to play this game for the rest of the half an hour. Pull it in. I don't play this for the next half an hour. Honey, yes. We got a half an hour left, honey. And it's been a long time since we played the Moment of Truth, honey. So,
Nicole,
bitch, let's
Nicole and
the next question that came through is for Tyana. They gave away, it's Kool-Aid Ebony commentating Tyana's ball.
Answer.
We're on the road tonight,
Nicole, Nicole.
Answer.
Nicole.
I don't Nicole,
Nicole
me, bitch. No, no, no. No, Nicole,
Nicole
me, bitch. Answer.
Oh, I like that.
Answer.
Why did you fall out like that? Hold on, y'all.
Look, she always run. She always run. Look.
Yes, my sister.
Yes, she is coming to the
ball. Yes, she is, y'all. Oh. Now. Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Nicole, they
want to
know why you keep falling out, Nicole.
Nicole? I was falling out at the question they asked Tyana was my mother called, I would say, in their ball.
Baby, if y'all got any questions, I gotta give a big congratulations shout out to my son, Nino Mizrahi, for his national commercial that just played live tonight on TV, honey, his McDonald's commercial that he made. Give a big shout out to my son. I love you.
And the girls don't know why I'm laughing. Yes, yes, bitch. That was the first shade. My daughter's good.
Give me a question in the chat room.
Mr. Carter, girl, you pay that girl, Mr. Carter.
No, Tyana, don't start. I'll bust it up on the bubble. You again,
okay,
girl. Don't do it. I'm telling you, okay, because you are fierce. Oh, you always are fierce. You're fierce.
Somebody asked you a question in the chat room. They want to know, Kelly, would you let Ashley Icon judge one of your balls? No, I still feel some type of way about my motherfucking coins, mistake, and that's my sister, and I love her down, but I still feel some type of way about my motherfucking coins. Bitch, what?
Hey, you know
what I mean?
How do you accomplish these jobs? You gotta do it.
You gotta have passion. Mistake, I don't know how many times Ziggy got to get beat, mistake, girl. He's so awesome, mistake. He's a regular.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. That's how we did it.
Honey. Baby, it's a mess. Bitch. Honey, any other questions? Feel free to definitely press 1. We're going to take your questions, you know, and answer your questions.
Bitches is being fake and phony and shy now. I hear that.
The best of our abilities, we definitely going to answer your questions. Let's get the
Are we going to answer the questions to the best of our ability, Tyana?
Tyana has
I know you're there.
Tyana rep over there with her. You know she has to be very cold this week.
Nicole, is you coming down here this weekend?
Am I coming to Chicago this weekend?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Y'all should come down and have fun. This is a Black Gay Pride.
I know.
Carl, you ready?
No, I don't. I'm
everywhere. Right, lightly, go ahead.
Wherever I want
to
go.
Are you ready, Nicole? They want to know. The question is, ask Nicole.
That's
right. Ask Nicole, how does she feel now that Kool-Aid roped her into being a con and now she got kicked out?
That what? No, I didn't understand that. Kool-Aid
How
broke
do you
me.
Feel now that Kool-Aid got you into being a con and now she got kicked out?
Well, first of all, she didn't get kicked out. She decided to leave because she wanted to jump out the window. Selvin brought me to the situation, Selvin, and no one is my savior and survivor. What Selvin did was something that he was supposed to do, and I think it was real, real big, and I'm so very, very grateful for it. But my destiny is not built on Selvin or anybody. So whatever I choose to do and where I go to go in my life is not personal towards anybody. Where she brought me, she brought that to me for me. Now, she left. That have nothing to do with me.
Okay. Oh.
Tayana?
That's right. You better get over there with her. Leave me the fuck
alone. Tayana, are you there?
Tayana, Carol Ann, come to the light, Carol Ann. Please come to the light.
Where's Tayana? I need Tayana on this phone. I have a question for her.
I'm here, sis.
Okay. Somebody's sis away. Hold on. Let me go back to the message. They said, ask Tayana, is it true the Mrs. and Herrera's in the street fighting last night, and Marco was swinging swinging something.
No. But yesterday in Chicago, it was like so crazy. The kids were so crazy. I even had an altercation with one of my kids, but, you know, we stopped.
Go go in it. She is. Look at it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I gotta tell it all. You know what I'm saying? You know, I keep it real. But I didn't see that.
You didn't
Marco
see it,
swinging.
Okay.
I know I didn't see it.
I
don't know what the fuck is going on, but bitch, when I tell you these bitches is at you and I Tayana right now, bitch. They is at y'all, honey. They is at y'all.
It's
but
okay, we can handle it, right, sister?
Come on.
Ask Nicole, how does she feel being in the same house as Mark, knowing Mark don't like her?
How do I feel about being in the same house about Mark? The same way I feel when Selvin left the house, I must say. My presence and my job have nothing to do with anybody. And I don't think nobody can speak for Mark and say that he doesn't like Mark. I've known Mark since we both were 16 years old. If he doesn't, I mean, fine. But it's from what I know, it's not, you know, that's not accurate. And if
okay.
It was, it would feel the same way as I felt when I was in the house with Shannon. So stop answering me questions because I already did that. I've been there, did that already. So now that you're going to listen to it, the same way. I got to do my job. I got to do what I'm sitting there to do. I'm supposed to do what the Lord tells me to do. That's what I have to do. It's no juice. No juice. No juice.
Okay. The next question is, can you ask Nicole why is Ashley so bitter and Judy and unhappy with the scene? Why the fuck she just don't stay out of it?
Wait, repeat that again. Oh God, they are at me. What are they gonna do?
So Judy, so bitter and unhappy with the scene. Why does she just stay completely out the scene?
Ashley's not bitter. And she's not Judy. And why she's so unhappy with the scene? Go to the balls.
I don't know if Beverly wants to call in here on the line, honey. Baby, maybe Beverly will call in.
Well, Kelly?
Yes, I'm here.
Nicole?
Yes.
I'm going to order a bunch of T-shirts by the bundle. I'm going to sell them for about $10 to $15 each. All the money that's made from a T-shirt is going to go to Legendary Film Queen Performance. I think I'll see if I can speak to Jack about it, having it at like a Vogue night.
Oh, that's a cute idea. That's cute. But the Film Queen categories, are so they were also more bigger than just performance, just for the record.
How you think about that, and the reason why I'm doing that too.
I mean, I think it's a terrific idea. I think anything that supports the whole Fem Queen categories and the Fem Queen thing, period, is terrific. I just think we need not to lose our mind about the Fem Queen categories. There was a lot of them, and it wasn't just based on Fem Queen performance.
Pretty Girl Realness, Perfect Tens.
Fem Queen Runway, Fem Queen Face, Fem Queen Body. Oh, my God, Fem Queen Sex, Man, Fem Queen. Oh God, it's the same. They're just the same amount of categories you would give every other, whether it be Butch Queen, female figure, or whatever. It's the same thing.
Oh.
Now, what's your daughter on the floor for that too, Kelly?
Who?
Naomi.
My daughter's not coming out. She's not coming out. She'll come and play at a Vogue night, but she's not walking any major balls for performance.
No, that's why. I want her to play at a Vogue night.
Oh, and maybe at a Vogue night she'll come out and she'll play with the girls, but she's on tour right now. She's a factor versus the non-motherfucking factors. And if y'all know what I'm talking about, I don't have to put it out there for y'all.
Okay. You know what you're talking about.
Yes, you know. My daughter just came back from San Francisco. Now she's in North Carolina. She'll be back in New York for a week, and then she's on her way out of the country because she is the factor. And the other girls.
And show.
And the other girls are still non-motherfucking factors. How you doing, baby? Yes, honey. Yes, honey. I love it, honey. You know I'm a shady queen, honey. Girls, you know. If y'all got any more questions, honey, you know, definitely feel free to definitely call me, honey, you know. And press 1, honey. I'm here, and I can definitely, you know, answer y'all
so
questions live and on the
weekend.
Air.
Last weekend.
Send it again.
I said it wasn't any balls last weekend.
No, it wasn't no balls in New York this weekend. But I don't want to tell everybody, don't forget July 22nd here in the Globe in New Jersey, I am having the Kiki House with the most trophies for 500 sisters. And I think I might, you know, push it up a little more for a little more.
Wait a minute, Kelly, no shame. You got to pay for a commercial, girl.
The Kiki Kids definitely do bring it, and they definitely do bring the noise, honey. I am my commercial. I paid for my commercial.
No shame, sister. Pay for that commercial, girl.
I paid for my commercial. I'm just not paying Ron or Law to make me one. Tell her Mark said, and because they asked him to come back before you could say no. Y'all know she ain't going to talk about her house, so I don't know why y'all keep sending her questions about her house. Because y'all going to talk about her house. That lady is a lawyer member. She does not discuss her house on this radio show. Unlike me, bitch, please. No motherfucking questions is on motherfucking off the limits for me, bitch. I discuss anything, bitch, because you know what? I ain't going to motherfucking place, bitch.
You a bad bitch.
Bitch, I'm a motherfucking bad motherfucking bitch. They got to cremate me, bitch. The fuck? I'm going to lay these motherfucking bitches to motherfucking rest, bitch. How the fuck you doing, mistake? It's 2011, bitch, and we still running around here with these nasty-ass, treasure-snatching-ass motherfucking bitches, mistake. Girl! And they ain't learned yet, mistake, honey. Treasure snatching is so 2000, mistake, girl. Get your own motherfucking shit, bitch. Why you wanted everybody else's, bitch?
Had to go through that with Alana.
Yes, mistake. These girls still running around here want to treasure snatch motherfucking shit, bitch. Stop trying to treasure snatch, mistake, bitch, because treasure snatching gets your motherfucking ass motherfucking whoop, bitch. Drag queen, bitch queen, femme queen, cunt, whatever.
Oh, no.
How you doing? Right, Susan? Yeah.
Can I get on?
Yeah. Come on. You got a question?
Ask a question. Hello? Are y'all still here with me?
Yeah, we're here.
Yes, honey. Yes, it, treasure snatching, honey. And then the girls want to sit here and call me, honey, and all types of motherfucking things, honey, because bitches only motherfucking 5 feet mistake. Like, can I ask y'all a question?
Go ahead.
I want to ask y'all a question, okay? All of y'all is like y'all different sizes and different heights, Miss Thang. Just because somebody's 4'11 or 4'8, Miss Thang, and they try to snatch your man, Miss Thang, or something, bitch, and y'all bigger than them, do that mean that they ain't supposed to get their ass whooped because they little than y'all?
Well,
huh? They small, small to get their ass whooped, right?
Of course.
No, girl, you can't beat nobody up there. If you 6'3", bitch, and this bitch 4'11", girl, you going to jail.
Bitch, please. So that it's your life for that bitch to try to snatch your motherfucking husband.
I mean, if you smack her, it's okay, but girl, you whooping this little 4'11" bitch ass? No, girl.
Bitch, you should have thought about trying to snatch somebody's husband, bitch, that you was motherfucking smaller than, Miss Thang. She should have thought about trying to snatch Tiana's man, bitch, before she tried to snatch motherfucking dick.
Sister, that's a temp murder, bitch.
She wasn't thinking about that when she tried to snatch your motherfucking man and your cheeseburger, bitch.
No shame, beat that bitch ass.
Ain't nobody
exactly,
took Tiana, man.
Exactly, honey. Exactly. What the fuck?
He always,
honey,
left all the recent balls with her and everything, and she always drove him home. And, you know, nobody never took Tiana, man.
Honey, now you whoop your husband's ass, and you whoop ass, too.
Nicole, what you trying to get at, girl? Because, you know, I'm ready to play this game.
Okay, come on. What am I trying to get at, baby?
Ms. Nicole, I hear you knocking at my door. You know I'm going to answer, bitch.
I'm at your door. Knock, knock.
You want me to answer it? Don't keep knocking too many times because I'm going to answer it.
No, you clarify. You never take nobody's husbands if they're not theirs. You know, I understand. You said it. You already fixed all that before.
And then bitches wanna be acting like they motherfucking stupid, like they don't know what the fuck's going on, bitch. And then when you start threatening bitches, they wanna call people in higher authority, mistake, to call you and text you and all types of shit. Like that's gonna change something. Bitch, please. Please.
So who,
girl, Kelly, man, you might as well tell me. Who trying to take your piece, Kelly?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Girl, you might as well come on, tell me, sister, so we can talk about this shit.
Bitch, you know what, Miss Thang? Girl, honey, they have tried. They could keep trying, Miss Thang, bitch, but it ain't gonna go no motherfucking weird, Miss Thang.
I know whoever the bitch is, she about 4'11", so you just told her, so who is it?
They can keep on motherfucking trying, bitch, but at the end of the motherfucking day, bitch, it ain't going no motherfucking where. Yes, Miss Thang, bitches wanna be sitting up in your motherfucking house. Miss Thang trying to have your motherfucking man. What the fuck? Do bitches have any respect or any motherfucking morals?
You know what? I've listened to you for five fucking.
I'm not the typical motherfucking bitch.
Why? Tell me why.
I'm not the typical motherfucking bitch. Let me tell you something. I told girls ever since this motherfucking creation of this motherfucking show, Miss Thang, over 2 years ago, Miss Thang, it's many things you could play with. Bitch, you don't play with my brothers or my sisters, Miss Thang, my real ones. You don't play with my motherfucking house children, bitch. You don't play with my grandmother. You don't even mention her, Miss Thing, because she's dead and she's gone. But that's still a soft spot in my heart, Miss Thing. You don't play with my food or my money, bitch, and don't play with my motherfucking man, bitch. I don't give a fuck what house you in, bitch. I don't give a fuck you Ebony or Milan or Garcon, Miss Thing, or Miss Rahi, bitch. You don't play with it, bitch, because I come out, Miss Thing, bitch. I don't give a fuck, bitch, okay? God rest. Oh, bitch, I'm not even going to go there. But, bitch, don't play with it, Miss Thing, because I come out. I don't give a fuck how big you are, how small you are, bitch. I come out, bitch. Rules are rules. The games is a game. And, bitch, when you play your motherfucking game, bitch, at the end of the game, you best to believe somebody's going to motherfucking lose, bitch, and somebody's going to get motherfucking hurt, Miss Thing. Don't play with fire unless you want to get burned, bitch. And the bitches don't play with motherfucking fire. And so now I'm going to have to burn their motherfucking ass.
Again?
Again, because bitches want to play with motherfucking fire. Bitch, they want to, you want to be a little girl trying to play big girl games, Miss Thing, and then after the end of the game is over, Miss Thing, you want to call for motherfucking support, Miss Thing. Don't call for support, because at the end of the day, nobody can motherfucking help you, bitch, because at the end of the day, my motherfucking name is Kelly motherfucking Unite. Unique Hunter at the end of the motherfucking day. Ms. Rahi is an extracurricular activity.
These knights and hunters.
Yes, honey. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hold on, we got a private call. Oh, we got two callers. Hold on. 973-279. You're live on the air.
Yeah,
hello? 973-279, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, Kelly, what's the person's name that you're talking about?
What'd you say?
Who are you talking about?
Don't worry, you'll hear about it. Because, you know, I like a Broadway musical these days. I love a nasty Broadway musical. Girls calling here, don't ask me no questions, bitch. So every time y'all ask me questions, bitch, I get mad. Bitch want to try to do you like you motherfucking dumb, bitch. I keep telling these bitches, I've been doing this for motherfucking 16 motherfucking years, bitch. I'm far from motherfucking dumb or far from motherfucking stupid. I'm a little slow, like my sister Ashley would say. But I ain't stupid. Right, Nicole? Nicole?
Tayana? I'm sorry, I had it on mute. I'm right here.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm a little slow, but not stupid, like our sister Ashley would say.
Here we go again.
Nicole?
Yes?
I have a question for you. I was watching a Bull DVD the other day, and Ashley came across the screen, and my mother was sitting next to me, and she was like, she know Ashley. She said, Ashley was from 183rd and Sullivan Boulevard.
Oh, everybody knows Ashley.
Uh-huh.
If you're from the Bronx, you definitely know her.
Oh, yes, bitch.
Yeah, she gave family
yes.
history and all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, bitch. That's from back in the days. I don't know.
I don't know, bitch. Stop that.
Yes, I didn't know.
I don't know. It's at it all.
Yo, I was saying I don't know. Hold on, we have another caller. 973-368. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Kelly.
Yes.
Hello?
I'm sorry, bitch. You made me fucking click the phone. It's added on. You're like, I don't know.
Hello?
Kelly is so stupid.
Kelly?
Hello, Corolla?
Kelly?
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Shut your fat ass up.
Mm-mm.
Don't you go suck a dick, bitch.
Hello?
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 They not talking no more? They hung up.
I guess they just wanted to tell you to shut up.
Maybe. If they a real bitch, if they was a real bitch, they wouldn't be calling in here with that motherfucking voice mistake if they had something to motherfucking say, bitch. Because everything that I had to motherfucking say, bitch, I motherfucking said it, bitch. I don't call in with fake motherfucking voices, bitch. I don't need to call in with anybody with fake any voices. Because anything that I have to say to a bitch, I say it to them, bitch. Okay? And bitches gotta keep it motherfucking cute on my motherfucking time. Bitch, okay? Because if they don't know me, bitch, they better ask somebody, bitch. Because, bitch, I'm the wrong motherfucking bitch to play with, bitch. At all, bitch. I don't give a fuck who you are, bitch. I don't give a fuck, like I said, bitch.
Wrong
you. Bitch, I'm the wrong motherfucking animal to fuck with, bitch. Honey.
For
bitch.
All the girls out there, the 161st will be open really, really soon.
Maybe. You know how you get those motherfucking, you know how you get those vultures, mistake, and they got a piece of prey on the motherfucking ground, mistake, and they circling around it, bitch. I'm that motherfucking vultures. Bitches better stop motherfucking playing with me, bitch, if they know what I know. Bitch, how you doing? Cause, bitch, I don't go fuck who you motherfucking roll with or who you fuck with, bitch. You better know me, bitch, honey. I'll bring the motherfucking beef straight to your motherfucking front door, bitch. And like Little Kim said, bitch, it will be a murder scene, bitch. Honey, bitch. Bitches won't even know I'm around, bitch. Run up on a bitch, bust them in their mouth, honey, and hit it. Hold on, we have a caller. Oh, we have two callers. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
Just wondering, in your opinion, why can't people like Janice and Deja take Laomi? Like, what is it about her that they just can't take?
Oh boy.
I don't know. I just think, you know, I just think at this point in time, I think at this point in time that the girls are washed up and they can't hang with it anymore, Miss Thing. And I think it's time for the girls to, you know, turn over their torch, Miss Thing, and pass it on to the new girls, Miss Thing, and try to walk something else if they want to come out in the ballroom scene. They just washed.
They try to critique everything she does, and they have all these opinions and leave comments, and it's just ridiculous.
They have all these opinions, and they have a whole bunch of opinions, just like people have assholes. But at the end of the day,
Wait, I want to ask a question.
Their performance was what it was at that time in their career. And
wait,
you know,
I want to ask a question to the caller. Who would you say will be picking or critiquing Lele moves? Or who out of them?
Johnny's.
Yeah,
you know, every time, you know, it's ridiculous. Like, every time that this lady gets a video up on YouTube, the girls want to sit here and they want to read and everything, Miss Thing. But, you know, and these girls, you know, they have their time, Miss Thing, and, you know, and their performance didn't take them any place but to the stroll, Miss Thing. And my daughter's performance has to come to television across the country and everything, and, you know. One day those girls might get there, but I don't think it's going to happen. But that's just my opinion on it, caller. Thank you.
And now her newest hater is Yolanda. Now Yolanda's doing the same thing.
Yeah, that text message that Yolanda sent her was, like, really ridiculous, Miss Thing. I gagged that text message. That she's going to die like a Laura and all types of things. That was ridiculous. Miss Yolanda's just bitter, Miss Thing. She's just, you know, that's my sister and I love her down, Miss Thing. But she's just bitter. And, you know, I'm not even going to read her. Thank you, caller. Because I was about to go in. Next call I have is private caller. You're live on the air.
Butter.
Kelly! Yes?
Butter. She's butter. Your grandmother, bitch.
You said what, baby?
I don't even acknowledge. The devil's a liar.
Oh, no, well, now they want to call in private, but they already called in already from their 973 number, but now they want to call back in private. It's that same late, nasty bitch.
Burr.
It said a burr. Wait, a burr? I'm about to wait a six L. Burr, burr. What is he? Burr? What's a big burr?
They already called in. They already called in from their number already, Miss Thing. They already called in from their number, Miss Thing, already, Miss Thing. But it's that same late, nasty motherfucking bitch, Miss Thing, that, you know, sells her body.
Who is the late, nasty bitch? You said this is the moment of. I'm not understanding. Say fucking names.
Thing, hold on. We have another caller. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the bitch.
Hello.
Yes.
That is Johnny.
Now, please do not start that again.
What's so funny?
Hello? We got 90 seconds left to the show. You know, we can talk for a little while. You know, anybody that's on the phone lines, y'all going to be on the phone lines. Nobody else is going to be able to call in. Everybody that's on the phone lines is going to be. But I'm gagging, Miss Thing. Somebody just said that they got tea, Miss Thing, and they said the cops in Jersey is looking for Pony for giving a 17-year-old boy an STD.
Ooh. Well, they could have found him last night outside of the club.
Oh, my God. Hold on. We have another caller. We have two more callers. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yo, this is Manny's. And I don't have no problems with Naomi. I just can't take her because I'm washed up and I can't do Janet Jackson.
Y'all girls are the best. Thank you, private caller. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
It's Yolanda.
They're not going to make this a please.
Send a little boat.
Wait, can I, caller, are you still there?
Yeah.
Why did you make that comment to Lele like that? Why would you have sent that text?
Oh, no. I was high.
Oh, my God. Y'all are a key. Oh, my God. Bitch, y'all are really a key. Thank you, private caller, for definitely calling in. If y'all want to talk, y'all can definitely stay on it. I'm not going to cut y'all off. Y'all can just press 1 and take y'all call down, honey, and call back. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay,
hello?
I guess not. Private
hello?
Caller. Yes.
Hello? Kelly, do you think Johnny's is real?
Real what?
Realness. Do you think she's real?
Oh, private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly!
Yes?
Fuck you, bitch!
No, fuck your mother.
Your grandmother!
Fuck your mother, that nasty fucking cunt. That's what you do. You tell that bitch of that raggedy, nasty, stink-ass pussy to go croak over and die. Honey, you know what? It's that time, honey. I got to get up out of here. Kirk, can you tell the girls? Kirk, tell the girls good night.
Good night. I'll see y'all tomorrow at Jack's Group in Vogue Tuesdays.
Tayana, are you still? No, Tayana's gone. Nicole is gone. Everybody's gone. I just want to thank everybody for definitely calling in. Bitch, and listening to the show. We will definitely be live on the air tomorrow night.